Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Greetings once again in the wonderful name of our Lord and Savior, King Jesus. We thank the presence of the Holy Spirit in our midst as we greet all the listeners at Radio Pulpit ngegama lika Jesu. Our scripture reading, ekusenuka namhlanje, silapha kuJohane chapter 2. We are reading from verse 1 to 5. It reads as follows nge-NIV. On the third day, a wedding took place at Cana in Galilee. Jesus' mother was there, and Jesus and his disciple had also been invited to the wedding. When the wine was gone, Jesus' mother said to him, "They have no more wine." Verse 4, "Dear woman, why do you involve me?" Jesus replied, "My time has not yet come." Verse 5, his mother said to the servants, "Do whatever he tells you." Silibonge izwi likaNkulunkulu ekuseni kwanamhlanje. Now when we are looking in verse 5 of our scripture, Mary told the disciple ukuthi, "Do whatever he tells you." The very words siyazithola lapha kuGenesis 41, verse 55, when people zazikhulunywa uFaro uma abantu basegibhitha ukudla sekuphelile, kwadingeka ukuthi bahambe baye kuFaro. UFaro wabathumela kuJosefa, esebathumele kuye lithi izwi kaNkulunkulu wathi kubo, "Do whatever Joseph said they must do." Namhlanje sibona iwayini liphelile, kanti in that time in the Old Testament kwakuphela ukudla. Manje ekuseni kwanamhlanje engithanda ukuthi uMary uma e-advisor the disciples kaJesu to do whatever he tells them to do. Siyathola ukuthi those ba-follower ama-instructions ngani ngoba uma belandela uJesu Kristu laba bafundi bebengekamazi, they haven't come to a place of understanding who Jesus was. Hence, one time siyabona ukuthi ngempela bebengeka understand uma bemlandela. Ngoba kukhona lapha when they were heading to a village as Caesarea Philippi, uJesu Kristu had to ask them, "Who do people say I am? And you, what do you say about me?" Manje siyabona ukuthi wayehamba nabantu, kodwa laba bantu babengekafinyeleli ekubazini. Yiko lokhu uMary wayezama ukubatshela ukuthi mabenze konke lokhu uJesu abatshela kona. Kusho ukuthi now uMary was motivating them ukuthi manje yenzani lokhu azonitshela kona. Sometimes lokhu azonitshela kona, it may sound stupid, but uma eshilo wenzeni. And siyathola ukuthi the other time uma abafundi bakaJesu Kristu bekhuluma something kubo, siyathola ukuthi babemlandela, kodwa uma eseshe amanye amagama kwabakhona ababuyela emuva. Manje yiyo into esitshelayo ukuthi bebelandela abanye kodwa bengekam-understandi, ngoba kukhona izinto makasezikhuluma they could not stand them. Manje uma sibheka futhi nalapha izwi kaNkulunkulu kuLuke 24:45 siyathola ukuthi uJesu Kristu uma evuka kwabafileyo, kwadingeka ukuthi kube nezinto azenzayo, like breaking the bread. Eseyibreakile that bread, the Bible tells us ukuthi amehlo abo, ingqondo yabo yaqala yavuleka. Manje ekuseni kwanamhlanje i-topic yethu ithi, behind every successful person there is a motivator. We motivate ngendlela eziningi. We motivate nge good life. Ngani ngoba kukhona abantu abakubhekile wena ongazi ukuthi bakubhekile. Inkambo yakho nje noma bengakhulumanga iyaba motivator. Manje si motivator nange conduct yethu. The way we conduct ourselves emisebenzini, we can motivate. I remember mangiqala ukusindiswa, there was this buyer in our company. ekutholakala ukuthi i-conduct yakhe nje wayehlukile kwabanye and singa understand ukuthi this is a child of God to born again until one time I don't know what we are talking about, then we could understand ukuthi this person now has accepted Jesus Christ. I-conduct yakhe, that is why beyisidla inhliziyo. Manje simotivate ngendlela eziningi, but we are all motivators. Mind you, the disciples, for them to be obedient to Christ, they were motivated to Mary. Uma ethi kubo, yenzani konke lokhu angitshela kona. Manje i-motivation started again when they started serving the people, knowing ukuthi lento efakwe kulamaja athe uJesu Kristu mabayo kamanzi, bekungekho mvubelo, bekungekho lutho. It was easy for them ukuthi they would doubt ukuthi manje kuzokwenzakalani, but bayenza lokhu njengoba uMary esho ethi yenzani lokhu anitshela khona, ngoba ithe sebewakhile la manzi lithi zikankulunkulu wathi uJesu kubo sevana abantu. If ever uMary bengashonga ukuthi yenzani lokho enitshela khona, they would have doubted ukuthi manje how can this uJesu Kristu asitshela ukuthi siseve abantu and yet sizobonile ukuthi amanzi la. But they were obedient enough ukuthi baseve lawo manzi lawo. As they were serving, water changed to be a wine. Manje siyabona ukuthi not only in this occasion, sikhumbula nangele ndaba izikaNkulunkulu elisitshela wona about the two fishes and the five loaves. Bambonile umfana omncane ephethe those two fishes, ephethe five loaves, babona the multitude abantu bebekhona lapho. Kodwa uJesu Kristu uma eqeda ukuzibusisa leso sinkwa wathi thathani ni seven abantu, and they did what Jesus told them to do. As they were doing that, the bread started to multiply. Mind you, this message was not only for them, but it applies to us too. Not as cutting sanamhlanje. Ukuthi some of the things, they don't make sense. But when the Holy Spirit tells us to do a certain thing, we need to be obedient. Ngoba there's a miracle behind that obedience. Manje umasibheka ukuthi one person once said, be okay with not knowing for sure what's coming next, but know whatever it is, you'll be okay. Omunye ke wathi, in the end, we only regret the chances we didn't take. Manje siyazi ukuthi bangcwele, if faith is like taking chances, ngani ngoba asiboni lento, but we've got to take a step and move on. Manje furthermore, we read about encwadini ka-Esther, njengoba sikhuluma ngokuthi behind every successful person, there was a motivator, or there is a motivator, and me and you are motivators. Noma singafani nalabantu kuthiwa ama motivational speaker, but ngendlela esizikhondakta ngayo, we motivate other people. Sincwadi efundekayo osho njalo umpostoli Paul. Manje uma sibheka indaba ka-Esther, ukuthi u-Esther siyazi ukuthi leli gama lakhe, it's a pagan name. Her Hebrew name wayebizwa ngokuthi Hadasa. And presently, uma uya kwa-Israel, there is a hospital a name ngayo ebizwa ngokuthi Hadasa. And again, moreover, even namhlanje, there is a festival celebratewayo, which is a festival of Purim, ngenxa yokuthi ikhumbula ukuthi uNkulunkulu wasindisa amaJuda ePersia. But one thing we forget is that behind the whole story, there were two men who are the keys of a motivator behind impilo ka-Esther. The one person yabo, it was a non-Jew. Bekungasiyena umJuda, and the other person bekungumalume wakhe. Manje uma sibheka indaba yalo obangayena umJuda, igama lakhe kwakungekhayi. Ekhayi. owayehumthenwa wenkosi, and he was the one who took charge yokuthi a train these girls. But now let us read chapter 2 verse 9 sifunde no 15 wakhona ukuthi lithini izwi likaNkuluNkulu ngaye lo Hagar. Njengoba ngisho ukuthi behind every successful person there was a motivator, and most of the time asibheki lo muntu oyimotivator, sibheka lo muntu omotivatekile. Uyabona kufana nani nama lights endlini. Ukuze ama lights akwazi ukubonakala alighte, there is something efihlakele silingini ekwama wires, and lawa wires akonekthwe kahle. Thina masi switch on sibona sekulighta. It's not about light, it's about the wires ezingabonakali. Manje uma sifunda ke leli lizwi lapha ku chapter 2 ekancwadi kaEsther, sifunde uverse 9, sizofunda futhi noverse 15 wakhona. Lithi leli lizwi, the girl pleased him and won his favor. Immediately he provided her a beauty treatment, special food. He assigned to her 7 maids selected from the king's palace and moved her and her maids into the best place in the harem. Go verse 15, verse 18. When the 10 came for Esther, the girl Mordecai has adopted, the daughter of his uncle, to go into the king, she asked for nothing other than what her guy, the king's eunuch who was in charge of fair of the harem, suggested. And Esther won the favor of everyone who saw her. Manje, as we look at this, as ya tolu guti, okokuqala ku verse 9, liyasitshela ukuthi u Esther, she gained the favor. Gabani kahekayi ongumthenwa. And elithi ngokugaina that favor, waqala uHagai wam-assignela to her 7 maid and selected from the king's palace and move her and her maids into the best place of the harem. So wasusa kule ndawo ebehlala ebekuyo, wa-assignelwa abanye ukuthi bakwazi kuyomtreat-a ngendlela efanelekile. And wamuva nakule ndawo ebekuyo, wayobekwa kwenye indawo engcono. And kuverse 15 wakhona liyasitshela ukuthi u-Esther wathi maseke bizwa kuyisikhathi sakhe sokubizelwa ukuthi ayopresentwa before the king, lithi she asked for nothing other than what a guy, the king unit who was in charge of harem, as suggested. Manje uHagai ngokumthanda kwakhe, ngokuthola ifavor kuye, lithi izwi kaNkuluNkulu uthe makufanele ukuthi ayovela phambi kwenkosi, azange enze okunye kodwa wenza loku Hagai lo Hagai emtshele ukuthi makakwenze. Manje sibuyela lapho ukuthi into eyamenza successfully ukuthi enze lokho athe makakwenze. Manje sometimes we fail because uma sitshela ukuthi yenza kanje, sisitshela ukuthi siyazi kakhulu. Uma sitshela ukuthi senze kanje, kanti yinto iobedience ezosenza ukuthi siphumelele. Manje naye uEsther kube beke ngatholanga uHagai loyo, kube beke ngalalelanga lokho akutshelwa ukuthi makakwenze, kube azange akwazi ukufinyelela kwisimo afinyelele kuso. Manje yiko lokhu sibona ukuthi behind every successful person there was a motivator, or there is a motivator. So uEsther imotivator yakhe bekuhuye lo Hagar ongasiyena umIsrayeli oye wamtshela ukuthi ubokwenza kanje, and wenza lokhu atshele ukuthi makakwenze. And at the same time the other person oye imotivator yakhe huye umalume wakhe uMordekhayi. Uma sifunda lapha kuchapter 4 uverse 14 wakhona ukuthi wathi kuye, for if you remain silent at the time, relief and deliverance for the Jews will arise from another place, but you and your father's family will perish. And manje siyabona ukuthi uMordekhayi naye waya kuye wathi, uma unga act manje kuzokhona okwenzakalayo. And lokhu kwamotivator kwamnikeza amandla ukuze na khona akhipha amazi athi if I perish let me perish ngani ngoba there was a person behind her oyo wa motivator manje kuseni kwanamhlanje uthe uMary kuma disciple do whatever he tells you to do uthe uFaro kubantu baseGibita uma ikhuluma ngoJoseph wathi do whatever Joseph tells you to do manje even today the Holy Spirit uma simlandela ethi masenze kanje ngokwezwi lakhe siyakwazi ukuthi sikwazi ukuphumelela today namhlanje sizibona sishumayela njengoba ngishumayela but there is a person behind me owangenza ukuthi mangifike insindisweni angitshele angifunde abangidisciple bangifundisa ukuthi insindiso yini nawe there was a person oyo wathi mawufike insindisweni kwaba uyena okukhulisayo manje ukuze namhlanje sibe yile zinto eziyizo sibe yizo ngenxa yabantu who are behind us manje ekseni kwanamhlanje as I mentioned uFaro siyakhumbula ukuthi the Faro wayikhona ngesikhathi sika Josepha akusule uFaro wayikhona ngesikhathi sika Moses manje the Faro lona ukwayigama lakhe kungusasotris was the man who acknowledged yena wa acknowledge ukuthi the person behind my success as a Gipita is uJosepha njengoba izwi silifunda lapha kuncwadi kaGenesis kuchapter 41 uverse 41 uverse 41 to 43 uGenesis 41 verse 41 to 43 lithi so Pharaoh said to Joseph I hereby put you in charge of the whole land of Egypt. Then Pharaoh took his signet ring from his finger and put it on Joseph's finger. He dressed him in the robes of a fine linen and put a gold charm around his neck. He had him ride on a chariot as his second in command, and men shouted before him, make a way. Thus he put him in charge of the whole to lead Egypt. Why? Because uFaro Sasotrisi, we are realize ukuthi this is the man who is behind my success. Manje ekuseni kwanamhlanje, many times we focus at the person who is in the limelight, forgetting to find out who was a person behind the story. And at the same time, siyathola ukuthi nencwadi yama laphayana uma sibheka indaba kaJehoshaphathi uJehoshaphathi uma ingene ebukhosini he was only 35 years of age and the Bible tells us ukuthi warula Israeli for another 25 years about 52 years a ruler lapho and behind yena it was her mother uAzuba emasifunda ngayi ku First King 22 uverse 42 ukuthi uAzuba uyena o behind impumelelo kaJehoshaphat ngani ngoba uJehoshaphat wangena emncane and uJehoshaphat wabusa isikhathe eside kwaIsrael ngani ngoba ekhulise ulomama onje sibheke nencwadi I mean sibheke ne life kaUziya sengizovala ukuthi uUziya uUziya lo owangena ena 16 years as a king a ruler kwa Israel was a ruler for 52 years and behind impilo yakhe as a young man of 16 years he was a teenager but the Bible tells us that he ruled for 52 years and behind impumelelo yakhe beku mamakhe egama lakhe kunguJeshila sifunda ngaye ezwini lenkosi manje ngithanda ukuthi ekseni njengoba sazi ukuthi uJeshila umntana wakhe wangena ena 16 years siyafunda lapha ku Second Chronicles ku 22 ku verse 3 angeke simfunde manje into esishoyo ukuthi behind every successful person there's a person behind lo muntu loyo sibheke sesivala indaba ka Paul ukuthi u Paul sesivala bangcwele waphumelela ngani ngoba there was a man behind him ongu Josepha ogcine igama lakhe lungu Barnabas meaning that as a son of encouragement he was the one who encouraged nje umphosto lu Paul ukuthi makaqhubeke ngento kaNkuluNkulu ngoba uthe makathola uNkuluNkulu embiza azange aphakame same time but there was a person owayisemva kwakhe manje kuseni kwanamhlanje sesivala ku Romans chapter 12 siyafunda bangcwele there's a gift of encouragement so kudingeka ukuthi sazi ama gift ethu ukuthi we are here to encourage other people ukuthi baphumelele ukuze uNkulunkulu ababusise abusise nathi may the God richly bless you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ that behind every successful person there is a person behind asikhulumanga ngoDeborah it's a long story ukuthi naye behind uDeborah bekulomfazi ukuthi ajwayele it's a long story esiqale kuMoses azazofinyelela ukuthi uJahela yobeka isihlahla unayo uThema kabona uDeborah naye wayohlala phansi kwesihlahla and she started judging the people of Israel may God richly bless us father we thank you this morning for this word ukuthi uNkulunkulu masikhumbule la esivela khona abantu abasikhulisa singabalibali ngoba bakho nabantu abasikhulisa enkosini baba siyabonga ngegama lika Jesu wase Nazareth amen
The words of the Lord are words of life Your heart is on 657 AM 657 AM Radio for believers in action